A road safety action plan, including appropriate speed limits for all Saanich streets, will be a priority for the new Saanich Council, with bylaw amendments in support of the new approach expected by early next year, says Mayor Dean Murdoch, who was sworn in Monday night along with the rest of council. A 2018 blueprint for building a network of cycling infrastructure and connected, walkable and accessible neighborhoods is being updated, he said in his inaugural speech. With five MLAs from the region sitting at the provincial cabinet table, it's also an extraordinary opportunity to work with the province to improve transit and attract more riders with better and more rapid service, he said. In his approximately 20-minute speech, Murdoch also said appointing a citizens' assembly to explore the pros and cons of amalgamating with Victoria prior to a referendum on the idea will be a priority. Other key areas for council include reconciliation with First Nations, creating homes, climate change, creating a stronger local economy, ensuring transparent and accountable decision-making, and creating regional partnerships, he said. The challenges we are facing this term are significant, said Murdoch. They also bring with them abundant opportunities to build a stronger, more resilient future for everyone in Saanich. On the housing front, Murdoch said the approved housing strategy setting out initiatives to address affordability, diversity and supply will be put into action, with a focus on using public land and partnerships to create doctor's offices and childcare spaces. Council will undertake a process to revise neighborhood zones to make it easier to create more attainable family-suitable homes such as duplexes, triplexes and townhouses, he said. Making it easier to build rental homes in places where people want to live will also be a priority. On reconciliation, Murdoch said he and council want to build stronger relationships with the Songhees and Esquimalt Nations and Wissanic Leadership Council, at the pace of trust. As a settler on the unceded lands of the Coast Salish peoples, I acknowledge that colonialism, racism and oppression continue to this day, said Murdoch. As part of his climate change plan, Murdoch promised during his campaign to plant 100,000 trees by 2032 on public lands, boulevards and private properties. As for building a stronger economy, Murdoch said council will update neighborhood zones to make it easier for local businesses to set up shop. And to make sure residents know what councillors are up to, Murdoch said Saanich will publish a council voting dashboard that tracks council decisions, will create a lobbyist registry to show who representatives are meeting with, and will implement an ethics commissioner to advise mayor and council on good governance. The inaugural council meeting opened with a procession led by bagpipes, the Esquimalt Nation's Joseph Singers and dancers and a guest poet followed by the swearing-in of the mayor and council, and the mayor's address. Murdoch thanked municipal staff for their creativity and remarkable resilience in providing services since the start of the pandemic and paused to remember the events of June 28, when two heavily armed men entered the Bank of Montreal on Shelburne Street and were killed. Murdoch thanked police officers for their courageous service. Six officers from the Greater Victoria Emergency Response Team, three from Saanich and three from Victoria, were injured in an exchange of gunfire. All have since been released from hospital. Your community is grateful for your courageous service, he said. To all the members of our police department, we stand with you and support you as you manage the ongoing impacts of these events and the toll that they've taken. On October 15, Murdoch defeated incumbent Mayor Fred Haynes, while newcomers Mina Westhaver and Teal Phelps Bondaroff were elected to fill the two spots vacated by Rebecca Mercero and Ned Taylor. Saharnet at TimesColonist.com.